Last Friday, all 120 employees of Cartridge Television Incorporated were dismissed because the parent company, Avco Corporation, withdrew its financial support after 4 years of underwriting the costly development of this new industry. But today, almost all the employees showed up for work even though they are no longer on the payroll. The company files bankruptcy papers tomorrow asking for 30 days to come up with new financial backing, and the employees are gambling the company will find it. CTI makes cassettes for television sets. It's a brand new product in an untested industry, but many of the units have already been sold and more are going on the market every day. Employees say they have a good product here and they're sticking together to give it a chance to succeed. That's why they came to work today on their own time.
We've got a good product.
That's pretty good. You're counting on the financial arrangements too that you don't know about. Is it kind of nerve-wracking?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to, I think it's mostly just convincing people that it's good and that, you know, we're going to make a go of it one way or another, you know.
Well, because we're hoping someone will back us and we'll get a chance to go on the road again. It's a good product and we believe in it and we're just hoping we get a chance to make it.
You think you will?
That's why we're here.
So in this era of work stoppages and strikes, what we have here is a large group of skilled technicians who have refused to quit. It's because they believe they're on the threshold of a bright, new, and exciting industry. And they are. They're right. It's an exciting industry, and it is brand new, but like so many others, it's undergoing a painful infancy stage. In San Jose, Ed Leslie, Channel 7 News scene.
Well, at least we know the thing works. It's a good story from Ed. And as you said, you know, it's the first time that I can remember hearing a story of an unstrike where people are laid off and they refuse to quit, that they believe so strongly in what they're doing that they think that the best thing to do is to continue to help the company because they're absolutely sold on the product. Maybe, as Ed had pointed out, why, as with so many manufacturers of hardware and software for the home videotape market, boy, this may be a little ahead of its time.
It's possible they've been doing this before. I would simply say this. I've heard of stories like this before, and recently, as a matter of fact, and it's because of concerned management, not necessarily the product, but the fact that they believe in the people who are putting out this product and what they're doing. And when the people come to them and just lay it out in the line, look, we can't go on, we're against it financially, we've got to let you go. We believe in what we're doing, but we're sorry. They say baloney on that. Mm. And I see it as an investment in a few hours of time. This is what they're doing in a product they believe in. Kind of nice.
Very, very nice.
It's a whole new ball of...
Well, I think it illustrates very, very much the kind of belief people have in people if they play their cards right. Good story. In fact, we'll keep up to date on that story and keep on top of it and let you know from time to time exactly what happens to the people down there in San Jose in that company and the product in which they believe so dramatically.